I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's premier home purchase lender. We've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates. Our exclusive Rate Shield approval. First, we lock your interest rate for up to 90 days. Then, if rates go up, your rate stays locked. But if rates go down, your rate drops. Either way, you win. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply.
94.9 FM joins us. Lori, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Lori.
Good morning. I'm so sorry I'm a little bit late.
No, that's
morning.
Okay. You're allowed.
You are allowed to be late.
You're allowed.
You are so sweet. Both of you are just the best people to wake up to in the morning.
Thank you so much.
I can't believe it. Connecticut is awake.
Yeah, tell my mortgage company that. Maybe it'll get me some brownie points with my mortgage company. But thank you, Lori. We appreciate that. Yeah.
Say, I wanted to ask you a question.
What's up? What's on your mind this week, Lori?
Well, the biggest problem, I was banned from Facebook. I was placed in Facebook jail for 7 days. I'm now in my third day. I've been contesting it consistently because what they've done, what I did was very specific and met every one of their community standards.
Yes.
So I didn't violate any community standard, none.
What did you do? Come on.
No, I didn't. I did not because what I did is I used a comparison of isms.
Yes.
You know, like communism, Islamism, that type of thing. That's a political discourse.
Well, how about the Chinese?
It doesn't have anything to do with people.
So what did they ban? What actually did they ban you for?
It's just community standards because right now we have a situation, I think, in the state of Connecticut and across the country that is extremely dangerous.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to talk about, I called the Anti-Defamation League in Connecticut, which is an organization that is really designed to protect Jewish people from anti-Semitism. But recently, the head of that organization spoke before four mosques because of the New Zealand massacre in the mosque.
Yeah.
And I read the Connecticut Mirror online review of this presentation by the Anti-Defamation League.
Yeah.
And all I heard and all I am seeing on their website is a bunch of white racism, anti-white racism, and a bunch of anti-Christian racism.
Really?
So there's a So I called the Anti-Defamation League and I said, "Would you please come on my show and explain to me why?" You know, I think it's wonderful that the mosques got together. I think they should all arm themselves heavily, protect themselves with our Second Amendment, American right. And they got together and they you know consoled the community. The Anti-Defamation League consoled this community of Muslims, rightfully so, and the Jewish community. We should all weep for those people murdered and massacred.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, 120 Nigerian black Christians last week were murdered.
I saw that. Nobody said
and
a word.
Not a single tear. Not a single tear. Not a single mention.
Yeah, I saw that.
Nobody cares about black Christians being murdered. And to me, I have a problem with that.
Yeah.
Lori,
hang on. Let me tell people what you're talking about. There was an ambush and a murder in Nigeria. 120 black Christians, folks, were killed. Slaughtered.
Absolutely.
And you didn't hear word, well, I shouldn't say word
you
one,
didn't
but,
hear anything.
But it was a passing mention on some newscasts in the country. Go ahead, Lori, go ahead.
So that was what my post was about on Facebook, was about isms and how it is very important that we understand that we have a republic in this country.
Yeah.
And any ism, whether it's communism or it's Islamism, that threatens our American liberties, our freedom of speech, our freedom of religion, all of the Second Amendment rights, whatever it is, that's a threat against our country politically.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not talking about people and human beings. I'm talking about political positions. And there's nothing more important than freedom of political speech in this country. And Facebook shut me down. It's pretty clear. Ooh. It's a case that is very clear what they did to me. So I was following Nunez's, Representative Nunez from California, just
Kevin Nunez,
through Twitter,
yeah.
for
yeah.
$250 million.
Yeah.
Well, I've read through a couple of cases, case law, mm-hmm. and the most recent one came from, there were several big cases recently,
yeah.
and they've all been dismissed or thrown out.
Yeah.
And the different approaches are fascinating. Devin Nunes' approach is different than my approach would be. Mine's purely political speech. Mm-hmm. You can't mm-hmm. shut down purely political speech.
Mm-hmm.
But nobody knows how to go after these social media monopolies.
They're so big, and they have armies of lawyers, and everybody, you know, hides behind this political free speech and stuff. Lori, listen, we're up against it time-wise. Can you do me a favor? Please contact Donna or my producer. I've never really encountered somebody who's been banned from Facebook. I put up a couple of comments once that they kept spitting back to me that I was eventually mm-hmm. able to put up, but can you keep in touch with us and let me know what happens on this, okay?
Sure, I will, and I want you to have a great day,
okay.
but please, freedom of speech.
That's it.
You guys, you're our future in radio, talk radio. You see what's happening on Fox News right now?
Well,
people
think they're leaning a little left now, yeah. Lori, thank you. Appreciate it.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
You bet.
So she was...
Yeah, they're leaning a lot left.